Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Stephen Levy writes for Wired. Is Samsung the new Apple? Thrilled to have you here, Stephen, to talk about this. Do we use an Android phone differently than we use an iPhone?
Essentially not. They're the same kinds of phones there. Both of them have very, very healthy app markets there. And of course, it's interesting, we've been talking about Apple, Samsung. The word Google doesn't seem to have come up here or there, which is fascinating because you think about this rivalry. Originally, it was everyone just thought Apple versus Google because it's the Google operating system, the Android, which powers the Samsung phones. Yet Samsung has become to dominate the Android market there. And so Apple now thinks of its competition as Samsung, and Google, though, is behind the scenes sort of running
the
this operating
master,
system
maybe.
There. Yes. And they have yet to weigh in, really, with the Google-designed Motorola phones.
Coming up, right.
Which will come up there because Google, of course, bought Motorola, and everyone's waiting to see what innovations they're going to bring to there. And now they have to come up against Samsung.
But really, it's Samsung that has the momentum and Apple that's losing some of it. Talk to us about what exactly Samsung is doing right here.
Well, as you folks mentioned earlier, first they're less expensive, which is really important in the global market. They have bigger screens there, and they're taking chances in a way that Apple doesn't. Apple is very careful, and Apple wants to constrain its developers more because Apple is fixated on a uniform look to all the apps there, whereas the Android market is much more freewheeling there.
So Apple's making incremental changes, and Samsung with Google is kind of taking the leap of faith.
Right, and it's interesting because Samsung has sort of pushed Apple out of its comfort zone. Apple really had to come up with a bigger screen on the iPhone 5 because users showed they like bigger screens.
Well, but it's marginal. I can't tell an iPhone 5 from an iPhone 4 in a restaurant. What I see is a generational divide. Is that true?
I think
older people use iPhones, younger people use Samsung. Is it that basic?
I think there's something to that, but I don't think it goes all the way through. And I think the question is whether this new phone is the tipping point, whether they're going to bring in the wider audience and level that out with this, because there's a lot of buzz about this phone, almost like an Apple phone.
Speaking of buzz, there's also a lot of buzz about Sheryl Sandberg's new book, Lean In. You actually read the whole book, so you're more authorized to speak on this than Tom, Sarah, or I are. What did you make of it?
Considering what's happened there, I might be the only commentator who's read the book. So
thank you. Well, tell us what you thought.
She has great points to make, and she knows whereof she speaks there. But it's also a very canny book. It's a book which, she left Google. Maybe her relationships aren't great with Google, but she really didn't say anything very bad about her experience there.
Excuse me, is she running for office? Does she get to that in the end of the book?
Well, she doesn't declare, but I think this book stands her in good stead to have something to talk about if she does run for office besides technology there.
It's a long-term plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the uproar over this, the controversy, Sarah, that you mentioned.
Yeah.
What is controversy?
Well, the question is she an example for other women as a successful business leader, or is she misguided in her prescriptions for the average woman?
Well, I think she's a pretty good example. She's done very well for herself, clearly. Not everyone comes out like a rocket ship from Harvard and goes to the Treasury Department and then to Silicon Valley there. But
she's not leaving Facebook anytime soon either.
Well, I think she might have to wait to leave Facebook there because she wants to leave on a very,
did
very
she,
high note.
Did she lean in when... Wait, did she lean in? I'm going to interrupt you. This is important. Did she lean in when Morgan Stanley priced his dog at $38 a share? Is that in the book?
We don't get a detailed analysis of the Facebook IPO and lean in.
Maybe she'll wait till they get back to the IPO price to lean out.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.